what's the basis for this legal case being presented by Stalin's grandson?
Well, Novaya Gazeta, which is the main liberal opposition newspaper here, very regularly runs a whole series of articles on Stalin, on gulags, on political prisons, and is endlessly kind of rooting around the archives here. Now, they published, to my mind, what was an entirely kind of mainstream article about Stalin, saying that he was personally responsible for the executions of Russian civilians, ordinary Russians, and also talking about the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, which was the notorious agreement in August 1939 between Hitler and Stalin, where the two dictators decided to divvy up Eastern Europe. Anyway, this has all proved too much for a kind of amateur historian whom I met this morning called Leonid Jura. And what he's done is he's launched a legal case against Novaya Gazeta. But far more than that, he has managed to track down Stalin's 73-year-old grandson, who's called Yevgeny Djugashvili, and who actually lives in Tbilisi in Georgia. And he's persuaded him to jump on an aeroplane, come to Moscow, and take part in this court case, which is rapidly turning into something of a sensation.
Millions died under Stalin's rule. Isn't that a matter of record?
Well, you'd have thought so. You'd have thought so. I was sitting in Jura's study this morning, surrounded by a whole load of shelves of books on Stalin and his rather excited pet chihuahua. And I was sort of saying, look, you know, the Great Terror, 1937 to 1938, thousands of people, many of them ordinary Russians, a lot of them Bolsheviks shot dead, the gulags. Are you really saying that Stalin did none of this? And basically what Jura says is that most of this dirty stuff was done by Stalin's accomplices without his knowledge. And he says, as far as the gulags go, most of the people in them were criminals and deserved their fate. And essentially that he was a kind of good, magnanimous and benevolent leader. And that the Soviet system was far superior to not only the system in Russia today, but also to capitalism in general.
What's the view of the current leadership in the Kremlin?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The current leadership in the Kremlin, we're talking about Vladimir Putin and Dmitry Medvedev, really have been engaged in a campaign to rehabilitate Stalin. Now, critics here say there's a very good reason for that. They say that by sort of rehabilitating Stalin, if you like, they're in some way defending their own kind of rather authoritarian regimes and the kind of domestic repression, which really is a kind of feature of everyday life here in Russia, especially if you're someone who sticks your head up against the Kremlin, against the government. But what we really have seen is the rewriting of history textbooks, which now stress Stalin's role, not as a mass murderer in the 20th century, but as an efficient manager who defeated the Nazis and industrialized a backwards Soviet Union. And not only that, Stalin sort of feels to be everywhere. And really, he's a huge bone of contention between Russia and some of the former states of the Soviet Empire, the states of Eastern Europe, Poland and the Baltics, who have an entirely different interpretation of 20th century history and who started the Second World War. So all this time since Stalin died, I mean, he's been dead for more than half a century. He's an extremely divisive figure.